Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest was on an airplane minding his own business, and all of a sudden, he was taken up to heaven. And the Messiah of Israel said to him, "Tell my people there is more, so much more." And this more is all obtained from being in the presence of God 24/7, every promise of God that He's made to you in the past, every promise that's in the Bible. When God says this, it's true. All things are yours.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Keenan, let's whet their appetite. You're in your congregation. The presence of God comes in. There's a woman who was in an auto accident. What happened?
Well, this was an amazing experience. There's a lady that comes to this meeting that we have, and literally we are worshiping God. We are lifting up our voice in worship, and the presence of God invades the room. And it was an amazing experience. You could feel it. It was palpable. You could literally, people could almost touch the presence. And as we're doing that, a woman comes in, and the presence of God hits her. And when the presence hits her, she falls to the ground, and she begins to cry out in what sounds like agony. She's screaming as if something is burning on the inside of her. And this goes on for quite some time. Well, afterward, they pick her up and they take her to her vehicle, literally in a drunken state. She's almost drunken. And after that, 2 days later, when I saw this woman, she had on workout gear. She had been working out. She had been running. She ran 9 miles. And she comes to me and she says, "I ran 9 miles. I said, "Okay." She says, "You don't understand. I was in a car accident about 4 or 5 years ago, and it shattered almost all the bones in my lower body. And those bones had to be replaced with metal and all these kinds of things. And the doctors told me I would never walk, I would never run, I would never play sports, I would never wear high heels, all of those things. And she said, "I just ran 9 miles without any pain." She brought me 4 pages of x-rays, and the metal had been fused into bone. This was what we would call a creative miracle.
Do you know what you saw? You saw just a foretaste of what is going to be normal.
Yeah.
Now, there are so many pastors that love God, and they're burned out, and they don't even know it. You were one.
I was burnt out, Sid. I really was, honestly. And I didn't even realize I was burnt out. I was just tired of church. I know that sounds bad, but I was tired of church. I was frustrated with ministry, not seeing the results. And I got to a place where I was just so frustrated. And you get to a place where you're going through the motions. You're saying all the right things, but there's no presence. And that's where I was, honestly. So
that's called religion.
That's religion and
at
tradition.
At its stinkiest.
It is. I like that, yeah. So I got to this place where I began to cry out to God, because when I was praying, nothing would happen. I didn't feel anything. It just felt like a ritual. And one day I was praying early in the morning, and I never forget it. I was praying behind my sofa. We had an extra room, like an extra living room with another sofa there. And I was praying behind my sofa, and I was just really trying to toil and struggle to get a prayer through, and nothing was happening. So I cried out to God in desperation. I said, "Lord, just touch me." And all of a sudden, I sensed someone standing behind me. And then the Lord opened my eyes in the spirit, and I saw an angel. This angel took a bucket of water, and he poured it on top of me. It was ice cold. I don't know if you ever felt ice cold water on your body.
No, but I have seen coaches that they win championship games, and I feel sorry for them.
It was like that. It was like a bucket of ice cold water was poured on top of my head. And immediately I jumped up. I began to shout. I began to pray in the spirit. I began to run around, and I felt the glory of God. I felt the presence of God. It's like I was supercharged, revitalized. It's like somebody took a defibrillator and just shocked me back to life again. And all of a sudden, my prayers were so powerful. They had so much substance. And I said, God, what happened? And I said, what's the name of that angel? And the angel spoke and said, my name is Joy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
You need it, joy.
And when you get to that place of, oh, I feel the presence now. When you get to that place of desperation where you want God, you want more, you don't want a formula, you don't want a ritual, you don't want religion anymore, but you just want to know God, you want to touch God, you want to feel heaven. That's where I was, Sid, and I cried out, and heaven heard my cry, and heaven invaded the earth.
You know, every true believer wants what you say.
Yes.
But God showed you how. That's why I ask these questions.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to me.
Yes.
I want to get to that point. Tell me what to do.
One of the first keys is intimacy with the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Most people don't even know what that verse of scripture means. We think it means we'll know more information.
Right.
And that information will liberate us. But that's not what he's talking about. He uses a Hebrew idiom, which is the word knowledge or genosko. You remember when the Bible says in Genesis, Adam knew Eve and she conceived? That's the same word Jesus is using. Speaking to this Jewish audience that knows what he means, he's saying there is a place called intimacy, where we become filled with this intimate encounter with God, and it causes us to become impregnated with the miraculous. Literally, we're giving birth to something. And so when God says to know the truth, truth is a person. It's not a concept. It's not mental assent. It's not,
It's not rules and
regulations. It's not rules and regulations. Jesus is the truth. Yeshua is the truth. And to know him is eternal life.
How many people know that we can know the truth, the Messiah of Israel, in an experiential way, and then be free? When we come back, I want to find out about you were on a plane coming back from England.
Yes.
And God spoke to you after he went to a place that he wasn't headed. He was headed back to America. He went to a new country. It was called heaven. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, any place. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
I love that I can watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
My workouts are out of the box, and so are my ISN podcasts.
Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, I hate to call you Dr. Bridges. You're Keenan to me,
That's
and I'm
right.
Sid to you. But Keenan, you're flying back to the United States from England, and the last thing in the world you were expecting happened. What happened?
You know, and I'm actually feeling God's presence right now, Sid. But I was coming back from England and have been there a while teaching on the supernatural, having several meetings. And I was ready to come home, so we're on the plane.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, we were on the plane, and I was flying back. You know, we're 30,000 plus feet in the air. And I kind of nodded off a little or was trying to get some rest. And I closed my eyes, and the most amazing thing happened. When I opened my eyes, I was in heaven. It was so real. I could feel the atmosphere, because the atmosphere of heaven is totally different from the atmosphere of the earth. And I could feel God's presence. I could see, I saw the glory. Everything around me was so real. I looked down at my hands, and the first thought I had was, oh no, I got in a plane crash. I thought, I didn't even get to call my wife and my kids, you know? But immediately that subsided, and I just was overwhelmed by the atmosphere. And I felt a rumbling from the plane, and it seemed like I was back in my body. But I was still in transition between the experience. And as I was coming back in, it was like a movie fading to another scene. Mm-hmm. As I was coming back into it, I saw the face of Jesus. When I looked at his face, it was just pure love. Pure love. He could see right through me. Every fiber of my being resonated with this love. And I heard these words, tell my people there's so much more.
What effect did that have on you?
It changed my life. It changed my ministry. And for months after that, I began to teach on the presence. I began to teach on developing a heavenly vision and developing heavenly encounters, because God had mandated me. That was my commissioning as far as I was concerned.
Now when you use terms, there are people that really don't grasp what you're saying. When you say things like presence of God, someone that has never experienced this, what do you mean?
When we talk about the presence of God, we're talking about three things. Well, four things. First of all, we're talking about the atmosphere of heaven. The atmosphere of heaven. The second thing we're talking about God's personality, because you cannot separate God's presence from his person. Remember earlier we talked about that the truth is a person. God's presence is a person. We're talking about the character of God or his nature. And then number four, we're talking about the power of God. All four of those things begin to work in concert when the presence of God manifests.
I have to believe that every promise of God, all of the healing, all the deliverance,
yes,
anything anyone has ever prayed, it's available, but the missing ingredient is it's available in his presence.
Yes.
And it's tangible. Someone that's never experienced the tangible presence, what does that mean?
It's unmistakable. It resonates with your entire body. It's literally like heaven on earth. You know, the best way I can describe it, God gave me this description of it. I was coming home one day from traveling. I travel mm-hmm. quite often. And my children are very inquisitive, so they can hear me outside. Mm-hmm. And then when I come to the door, I begin to rattle my keys, and they run to the door. Now, one of the reasons they run to the door is because they know Daddy has some treats that he's brought from other places for them. And so they run. And God told me, he said, why do your children run to you? I said, because they know Daddy's home. He says, they are gravitating towards your presence because they know your person, or they know your character. And it's the same way.
That's right. If you beat your kids every day, they'd be running the other way.
They'll run the opposite way from the house. But because they know Daddy never comes empty-handed and that Daddy loves them, they are always anticipating my presence because they know the person behind the presence. And the same is true of us. Once we understand the person behind the presence, we know that God never shows up empty-handed. In fact, the prophet David, not just the King David, but the prophet, David as prophet said, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures. Everything we need is in the presence of God.
What about someone that says, you know, I've heard all this stuff, and for the last week, I've taken an hour every day, and I've just been still before God. And I'll tell you, Keenan, that sounds wonderful what he's doing to you, but it's not happening to me. How come?
It's available to everybody. The key is desperation. How desperate are we? You know, it's kind of like a marriage relationship. You know, you can have a mechanical marriage or you can have an intimate marriage. The choice is yours. A mechanical marriage is a husband comes home, he says, you know what, I paid all the bills. I didn't cheat on you. What more do you want from me? That's mechanical. You're following the rules. But intimacy is, I think about you every day. Intimacy is when I see you, I'm enamored by you. I'm smitten, if you will, every time I see your face. It's more than a ritual. It goes beyond regulations and rules. It goes into intimacy. You know, is when we want to know him. Paul said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. It's that intimacy with God that makes all of the difference. Wanting not just to get results or not just to get gifts, but falling in love with the person behind the presence. You know, many people like to feel something, and the presence evokes great things in our body. We resonate with it. But when we know the person, I'm telling you, everything else comes along with that.
You know what I also want to find out from you?
Yes.
I want to find out how this man worships God, that he has such a hunger for more and more God. I want to know what he does when the door's closed, there's no congregation there, no audience, just him and God. And you know what? I'm going to have him demonstrate it. And you know what? God's going to show up. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Kenan Bridges' anointed book, School of the Presence, Walking in Power, Intimacy, and Authority on Earth as It Is in Heaven, and his powerful three-part audio CD series, Living from the Presence. Plus, as a special bonus, the classic life-changing book, Brother Lawrence's The Practice of the Presence of God. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9509. Through his book and three-part audio CD teaching, School of the Presence, and Living in the Presence, you will receive practical teaching on how to gain authority over the forces of darkness, which keep you from experiencing God's promises, healing, and miracles for your life. Enjoy intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Operate in signs and wonders as an everyday lifestyle. Witness financial miracles, supernatural multiplication, divine promotion, healing, and so much more. Kenan has included prayers of impartation on his audio CD teaching. And at the end of the chapters in his book, Kenan includes anointed prayers of activation and questions, practical exercises and techniques to help you walk in and release God's presence. As a bonus, you will receive this special journal edition of the classic life-changing book, Brother Lawrence's The Practice of the Presence of God. Walk in God's presence and love 24/7. Don't miss out on getting Kenan Bridges' anointed book, School of the Presence, Walking in Power, Intimacy, and Authority on Earth as It Is in Heaven, and his powerful three-part audio CD series, Living from the Presence. Plus, as a special bonus, the classic life-changing book, Brother Lawrence's The Practice of the Presence of God. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9509. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9509 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know what is so wonderful? It's wonderful that you're in the presence. It's wonderful you have all these encounters. But when you teach about it, others do. Tell me about the person that heard your teaching and went into a cancer ward.
You know, this is amazing. Every time we teach on the presence, people get activated. People get released. People get reset. They get restored. You know, this is an amazing situation. I was teaching about the presence of God, and there's a person there hearing the teaching, and immediately they catch the revelation. The same day they go into a cancer ward where a man is dying. He's on his last leg. The doctors say, we can't do anything to help you. He's basically on his deathbed, a bed of affliction. People are gathered around him. This person goes into the ward, lays hands on him, and says, be healed. And they walk out of the war.
Now, is this guy Jewish? Because he had a lot of chutzpah.
Yeah.
That means, it's a Hebrew word, it means nerve.
No, they weren't. Okay. They weren't, but they had a Jewish heart.
Okay.
And they went, and literally, the man's situation turns around. He completely overcomes the cancer, defies all of the diagnosis that the doctor gave. That's the power of God's presence.
Now, you teach that one of the keys is understanding the story in the Bible about the Mount of Transfiguration.
Absolutely. Jesus goes up to the mountain in the book of Mark, and he transfigures before them, and he reveals the glory. Then they see the glory cloud, and they hear the voice from the cloud that says, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Now, Peter, of course, says we should build tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses.
Right.
one for Elijah. Jesus comes out of the vision, out of this manifest presence, and they go down to the mountain, and there's a demon waiting on them, a boy afflicted by a devil. Now, this is amazing because this is a pattern of the presence for believers. Most people live for the mountain, but Jesus lived from the mountain.
Say that again.
Most believers live for the mountain. In other words, we live for particular encounters.
Yeah.
But Jesus lived from the mountain. In other words, because of God's presence, when he came down from the mountain, he came down with power and authority. And that's what God wants us to do, not to live for the presence. That's great, but to live from it.
So when we have these encounters, they're for a purpose, to fulfill our destiny.
Absolutely.
This fellow, when he went in the cancer ward, if he hadn't caught the vision and the presence of God, he would have just prayed for someone and that person would have died.
Absolutely. You see, God's presence changes us. This is so important. It changes every part of our being. That's why the Bible says Jesus had a transfiguration experience. You know what, Sid? That wasn't for him. That was for the disciples to see. Because the same word is used in Romans chapter 12. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, or be transfigured by the renewing of your mind. God wants to transfigure us so that we can walk in power, we can walk in authority, we can walk in dominion, so that when we come down from the mountain, every demon in the valley will tremble at his
okay.
presence.
The door is closed. Your children are asleep. You have, did you tell me, five children?
Five, the number of
grace.
You
have a congregation. number of grace, I got that. okay. And the door is closed. It's late at night. Just
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
What do you do?
Hallelujah.
How do you worship God?
Thank you, Lord. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. Thank you, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Rana masuri anamo kuri ambasitie. Lobo si anama si andabasi. Robasa nama kundi andebesidi anama. Father, we thank you for your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. In fact, the presence of God is invading the room right now. There's someone watching. The Spirit of the Lord is touching you. You're being healed, you're being restored, you're being touched by the power and presence of God. Your life will never be the same again. The Holy Spirit wants to come. He wants to touch you. The presence of God wants to manifest in your life. God's calling you to host the presence and to live a transfigured lifestyle so that you'll never be the same. Hallelujah.
Okay, you got your marching orders. I don't know about you, but if I didn't have work to have to finish this day, I would be doing what he was just doing.
I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I worship you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I worship you,
thank
Yeshua.
You, Lord Jesus.
You are the King of Kings.
Kings
you are the Lord of Lords. I worship you, O God. I worship you. I hold your hand. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whoa, what a powerful show.
Are you puzzled or even frustrated because the kinds of supernatural encounters, miracles, healings, and signs and wonders you read about in the Bible are so rare in your own life? Kenan Bridges says, don't be discouraged. He wants to share with you the keys God has given him so you can consistently walk in the awesome presence of God and in the supernatural every day. Oh, yes. Call now and get Kenan Bridges' anointed book, School of the Presence, Walking in Power, Intimacy, and Authority on Earth as it is in Heaven, and his powerful three-part audio CD series, Living from the Presence. Plus, as a special bonus, the classic life-changing book, Brother Lawrence's The Practice of the Presence of God. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9509. Kenan will help you ascend into heavenly places through his book and three-part audio CD teaching, School of the Presence and Living from the Presence, where you will receive practical teaching on how to gain authority over the forces of darkness, which keep you from experiencing God's promises, healing, and miracles for your life. Enjoy intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Operate in signs and wonders as an everyday lifestyle. Witness financial miracles, supernatural multiplication, divine promotion, healing, angelic protection, and so much more. Kenan has included prayers of impartation on his audio CD teaching. And at the end of the chapters in his book, Kenan includes anointed prayers of activation and questions, practical exercises and techniques to help you walk in and release God's presence.
People's eyes are open in the spirit realm. People begin to see angels and have angelic visitations. Miracles happen, including creative miracles begin to happen. People are healed instantly because eternity invades time. It is amazing, and these are everyday people.
As a bonus, you'll receive this special journal edition of the classic life-changing book, Brother Lawrence's The Practice of the Presence of God. Through this anointed book, you will experience the presence of God during even the most mundane tasks like washing the dishes. Walk in God's presence and love 24/7.
Aren't you tired of just being a spectator? Don't you sense inside of you there must be something more? I have to tell you, before I knew the Messiah, I sensed that in me. There's got to be something more. And every day I live that I know the Messiah, there's more. We're coming into a time and place in God where He's calling you to be front and center for the last act of the last play of the history of planet Earth. Will you say what Abraham said? Hineni, here am I.
Don't miss out on getting Kenan Bridges' anointed book, School of the Presence, Walking in Power, Intimacy, and Authority on Earth as it is in Heaven, and his powerful three-part audio CD series, Living from the Presence. Plus, as a special bonus, the classic life-changing book, Brother Lawrence's The Practice of the Presence of God. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9509. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9509 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Have you ever thought that God just does not speak to you? Well, we've got good news.
God speaks to us all the time through signs, symbols, names, numbers. We just need to learn to recognize what God is saying to us.
So join us right here on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth and learn about God's prophetic symbolism in everyday life.